You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by our good friends at Liberty Ford. And Dog Pound, if you're looking for insider news, videos, and photos on the Browns straight from Berea, get the latest on player transactions, the draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And, of course, we are going to be joined by Browns Pro Bowl safety Dante Whitner momentarily on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. So we're certainly looking forward to that. Talk about this secondary for just a second here. And Tashaun Gibson, he's the one guy that's not here. But right now you've got a Pro Bowler in Joe Hayden. You've got a Pro Bowler in Tashaun Gibson. You've got a Pro Bowler in Dante Whitner. You bring in Tremont Williams. You've got Gilbert. You've got Screen. You've got Dazier. You've got Gilbert. You've got Dazier. You had Buster Screen. You replaced him with Tremont Williams, who was a Pro Bowler in 2010 in himself. So all four starters, as it looks right now, have all made trips to the Pro Bowl. This is a pretty darn good secondary for the Cleveland Browns.
It really is, and I think that's something that's going to be highly developed and probably the highest in tune and in regards to efficiency, and in most cases, the most important and the most vital, simply because they're going to be threatened the most. You know, today's NFL is pass, and you always want to find that weakest link. Well, what we've done this offseason is created one of the most dominant defensive backfields in all of football. And now what we need to do, and I think that's why, you know, you and I go have pass rusher, defensive tackle as a high priority on the list for the Cleveland Browns, because if you can match the front with the back, we've got 50% of the battle won already with this defense.
Yeah, and if you have that secondary, it helps guys up front, but if you can have the secondary plus the guys up front, you can be dominant because quarterbacks just aren't going to have time. If you can play man, you can always be bringing more than they can account for.
100%, and the one key factor that this defense did extremely well last year is takeaways. You know, they were great at taking the football away, and this is an offense that I expect to be better than last year.
But, I agree.
But the more that you can give them opportunities, you know, so the takeaways is going to be a huge factor. And then also, too, I know I'm kind of alleviating talking about the run, stopping the run, but taking the football away and red zone efficiency, those two things. If we can score on offense and stop this team from scoring when they move the football into the red zone and force them to kick field goals and or have them turn the ball over, again, half the battle is won right now. Let's get everything together. We've made moves offensively, Hartline and Bow and Hausler. And, of course, we will address, you know, some of the talent and to add competition to this roster via draft as well.
Let's not forget, last year, this secondary led the NFL in completion percentage allowed, led the NFL in opponents' passer rating allowed, led the NFL in passes defensed, quarterback rating, they were just very, very good. Second in the league, 21 interceptions, the highest total since 2008. So they were a very, very effective pass defense. We think they're only going to get better. You're going to add rushers to this defense. That's what you're hoping to do. All of a sudden, you have the makings of a very good defense. You talked about the offense being better. The receivers are clearly better than they were a year ago. Your running backs
than they were last year.
In talking to Wilbert Montgomery, your running backs are going to be significantly farther ahead. Now, one of the guys who's the absolute anchor of this team, he is the Pro Bowl safety from Cleveland, Ohio himself, Dante Whitner, joining us now on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Dante, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. How's it to be back in the building, back with your teammates? How's phase one of the offseason program going?
It feels good, man. It feels good to be back around the guys. Even though last season didn't end the way we wanted to, we laid a foundation for the things that we want to do in this upcoming year. And you can just feel the difference. Coming in, knowing the terminology, being able to look over film and correct our mistakes from last year, it feels really good.
Dante, how good can this team be defensively in year two of Jim O'Neill's system?
The team can be whatever we want it to be, and that's our goal. You know, we understand that we were tops in a lot of the top categories that make you a good defense. But one thing we have to shore up our run defense. And that's our main focus right now. And it's not going to take just a defensive line or the linebackers. It's going to take all 11 guys out there on the football field to go out there and get that done. And that's our main focus, and that's what we're going to clean up.
When you stop the run, you have, as Jim O'Neill said, the right to rush the passer and make big plays on the back end of that secondary. I want to ask you about Justin Gilbert. You were critical of him at the end of last season and what he did in his rookie year, his approach to everything. Now that you're back in the building, have you two had an opportunity to talk? You know, he was with Joe Hayden for 6 weeks in the offseason. What's your sense of where Justin Gilbert is now compared to where he was at the end of last year?
Well, I can't really get a sense yet. You know, it only comes after day in of being around each other and day out. You know, by not only, you know, like Johnny said, not only what you say, it's about what you show. It's about the work you put in. It's about the work ethic that you show us. You know, and a lot of veterans, that's what we look at, you know, because it's not going to be given to you in National Football League. There's a lot of hard work that goes into this. And if we don't have everybody on board, then we can't get to where we want to get. So, you know, if you ask me this question in about 6 to 8 weeks, I'll be able to give you a better answer.
Did he seek you out and say, hey, listen, I appreciate what you said, and I'm going to show you this year?
No, he didn't. We haven't really even talked about it, but you better believe that I'm watching and every other veteran in that building is watching. So everybody's going to be held to the same standard. And that's how it has to be if you want to get, you know, into the playoffs and you want to compete for championships. Everybody has to be hold up their end of the bargain, and that's what we're watching for.
Dante, I know competing for a championship, especially in the NFL, starts in the division, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. But outside of those three teams, as you look at the schedule, which will be released tonight, what team are you most excited to play that's not in your division this football season?
Well, I bet you can almost guess what I'm going to say.
The Niners.
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and then secondly, I'm looking forward to playing the Seattle Seahawks.
I knew that'd be high on the list, too.
It has to be. You know, I'm excited. You know, I know a lot of guys from Seattle. I know a lot of guys from San Fran. You know, so I'm just looking forward to going out there and putting on a good show and actually beating those football teams.
There you go. We certainly would love that. With the addition of Tremont Williams, everybody that starts in the Browns secondary now has gone to the Pro Bowl. How good can this secondary be this year?
Well, we felt like we were really good last year. We still have something to prove. You know, we still need to get back in the building. Understand that, you know, it's the business side of football, and, you know, he wants to get paid, and, you know, I believe that that'll work itself out. But, you know, we have to be inside each other's bodies, like I've always said. We have to know each other in and out. We have to be friends off the field, on the field. We spend, you know, hours and hours and hours together, you know. So we spend more time with each other than we actually do our family during the football season. So we have to go out there and start from scratch. We have to go out there and make sure that we're in the top peak condition, mentally and physically. Make sure that we don't make mistakes. Make sure that we're a good tackling secondary, and then big plays will come. So I believe that we can be right back where we were and even better, a lot better, you know, second year in this scheme, especially with getting pass rushers and guys stopping the run. I believe that we'll be up there with the top.
Dante, you were a part of a very good free agent class coming here to Cleveland last year. What do you make of this year's additions? Tremont Williams, Brian Hartline, Randy Starks, Josh McCown, Dwayne Bowe. And just talk about what it's going to be like to add some of that veteran experience to this locker room, guys that have won other places, and also guys that need a fresh start and a new beginning here in Cleveland.
Well, that's a lot of veteran leadership that we just added on right there. You know, every guy you see right there is a veteran. You know, so I believe that, you know, this free agency class, outside of the building, they don't really give us, you know, a lot of credit for what we did in free agency, but we understand the pieces that we needed, and we understand what these guys are going to bring to us. Especially Tremont Williams. He's a guy that attacks the football. He's a guy that's going to definitely take a second receiver out of the football game with Joe Hayden being on number one. And we just look forward to his playmaking ability and adding to those interception totals and being able to get a lot of those tip balls and deflections. You know, we needed help on the defensive line, so we picked up Randy Starks. You know, we have guys all around the board that can play. Dwayne Bowe, you know, a lot of people criticize him for not being able to get in the end zone, but there's no receiver in Kansas City that got in the end zone.
Right.
But he's a big receiver, you know, that can be a number one receiver, that can, you know, get a lot of double coverage over the top of him, allow us our running game to do the things that they need to do. And, you know, Brian Hartline, playing with him at Ohio State, you know, watching the things that he did in Miami, you know, very feisty receiver, really, really wants to go out there and prove that he still can play the game of football. You know, so I'm looking forward to these guys, not only on the football field, but in the locker room and also getting to know them outside of football.
Dante, Jim O'Neill was in here saying, as you talked about, the number one priority this year is stopping the run. We will stop the run. He said, let me repeat, we will stop the run. How much, though, of an advantage is it now coming into your second year? How much more of that defensive playbook is going to be open to you guys to get into the kind of what he would call the graduate level stuff that maybe you didn't get into last year?
Well, we had a lot of it open last year. We were able to retain a lot of that knowledge. You know, in the first year with guys getting together, trying to learn each other, coaching staff, trying to learn the players, players trying to learn the coaching staff, understanding who you can learn from, who you can trust. You know, I think we're going to be that much better. You know, and we had our playbook open, but, you know, it's very intricate details within each scheme and each defense. And you have to know how your defensive coordinator calls it. If he says a certain front, you know he's looking for a run. If he says another certain front, you know he's looking for a pass, especially in the back end. You know, getting down there and stopping the run and helping those guys up front as far as safety. You know, I think that we're just going to be that much better, you know. So, you know, we had a lot of the playbook open, but we weren't very, very detailed within our work, and that comes in the second year.
Dante, I'm going to shift to something a little bit more fun. You were a part of the initial photo shoot and then also the uniform reveal. You wore the orange on orange. It was, I think, from a fan standpoint, the consensus overall number one pick. So I'm asking you, what is your overall combination of the new uniforms and your perspective on those new uniforms as well?
Well, my overall, you know, favorite is the orange on orange.
Yep.
You know, it's because of, you know, it's just so bright. It's just so different. It takes you back to high school and college days when you see teams wear those type of colors. You know, what I like about them is really that Cleveland on the front. You know, there's no other team in the National Football League that has a city name on the front of the jerseys, and we're really setting a trend by doing that. The dog pound within the neck on the back of it, that's very unique. And then just the different color combinations is very, very unique. My second favorite is the brown jerseys with the orange pants. I think we'll be able to wear that a couple times. You know, but my overall perspective, and I really like the jerseys. I really think that we needed a change. When you hold them side by side from last year and this year, it's night and day.
It is.
You know, so, you know, like we always say, man, if you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. Along with a lot of hard work, I believe that, you know, we can make a change.
Dante, that evening was certainly a lot of fun. And what did it say to you that some of the new guys, that Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, were there out with you guys for that uniform reveal?
That they're really on board, that they're really getting on board, and they understand the things and the pieces that we have here. They understand what we're trying to do, understand what we're trying to accomplish. These are veteran guys, and, you know, they're ready to win some football games and get a lot of people off their back outside the building. So, you know, we're all on board with them, and they're all on board with us.
Dante, I know you're a Cleveland guy, so you're very in tune to what the Cavs have going on. Are you excited for the Cavs being in the playoffs and their opportunity to win a championship? And who do you feel will give the Cavs their biggest test in the playoffs? Will it come from the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference, which would be in the championship game?
Yeah, I'm very in tune with what the Cavs have going on. But let me say this to a lot of people out there and a lot of fans. I think that we can probably be our own worst enemy by putting so much pressure on them and talking about championships. Just give them a chance to go out there and compete and play game after game, one game at a time. And then when it starts to get close to the championship, then we should start talking championship. But we shouldn't put too much pressure on them, you know, because that really affects people. It's really a human aspect to, you know, any type of sport. You know, a lot of guys, they listen to that, put more pressure on themselves, that things can go haywire. Fingers crossed that it don't happen. In the playoffs, I think, you know, in the Eastern Conference, I really believe that the Chicago Bulls,
yep,
could be a problem for us. I don't believe that they'll beat us. I believe they have all the pieces. They can play inside now. Derrick Rose is starting to get his game back to where, you know, it was a few years ago. So I believe that that's the team. And then in the Western Conference, I believe the Golden State will give anybody problems. I believe that they have an MVP on their team. You know, I actually, you know, was in the Bay Area for a few years, so I know how hard it is to play in that arena and how loud it can get. You know, so I believe that Chicago Bulls and then the Golden State Warriors.
It's going to be a fun ride. Enjoy that ride. We all will hopefully do that. Last one from me. Two guys wondering if you've talked to. Number one, Tashawn Gibson. He's not here. Wonder if you've spoke with him. And then also, have you talked to Johnny Manziel since he's returned? And what sense do you have of where he is at?
I talked to Gip, you know, maybe a few weeks ago. You know, we were talking contract and some things. You know, and this is all, we all understand this. We all go through this. We all want to get paid. You know, he feels like, you know, he's played up to a certain standard for the last couple of years. You know, he wants his fair shake, and I understand that. The team understands that, but it's a process that you have to go through. It's a way that you have to handle it, and then you'll get your just due. I talked to Johnny a little. Johnny understands. He hasn't been talking too much. He's just been working. He's been there. He's going to be there every day. He made a move. He doesn't live where he used to live anymore. He's not doing what he used to do, which is just the beginning, you know. So I believe that, you know, with hard work, with having new offensive coaches, you know, a new mindset, you know, not doing the things that you used to do, I believe they all come together. And I've been a believer in Johnny from day one, just the physical attributes, just a fiery type of guy, and the things that he brings to an offense and the things that the problems that he can give you on the defensive side of the football with that extra, you know, being able to get out of the pocket and, you know, let guys run free. I still believe that he can do those things. I believe that, you know, he will do those things. So we still believe in him. He's going to have to compete for his job, but I believe that he's up for the task. So we'll see what happens.
Dante, appreciate you very much taking the time to join us here. Enjoy the rest of your day. Great to have you back in the building, and maybe we'll see you at the Cavs game tonight.
Nah, you won't see me, but you'll see me next round.
See ya. Ah, there you go. Second round. I like it. Dante, appreciate it, bro.
All right, thank you. Have a good one. You
that too. Was Browns Pro Bowl safety Dante Whitner with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back, let's get your reaction. Some interesting stuff there from the safety of the Browns, one of the leaders of this team, Dante Whitner. We'll talk about that. Take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. When we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.